This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The casket of George Herbert Walker Bush will be placed in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, and the 41st American president will lie in state beginning Monday evening. Mr. Bush died in Texas late Friday. He was 94. AP Sagar Magani has our report.
The former president's remains will travel here from his beloved Houston, where Barbara Kenney was among those remembering him at the church George H.W. and Barbara Bush attended.
Just a very caring man who was always willing to help others.
His body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda starting this evening, where the public's invited to celebrate his life.
A life of honor, a life of honesty.
Colin Powell, who was his top military advisor, telling ABC's This Week President Bush was a patriot in war and peace. The 41st president's remains will travel here on a plane most often known as Air Force One. Today, it's called Special Air Mission 41. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Still no official OPEC reaction to Qatar's announcement it is leaving the organization to focus on its exports of liquefied natural gas. The tiny, energy-rich Arab Gulf nation says its decision was not dictated by politics, but it has long been at odds with Saudi Arabia, which dominates the oil cartel. Qatar has been a member of OPEC for 57 years. After a third straight weekend of often violent street demonstrations in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron has asked for an evaluation of further protest security measures, among them a declaration of a state of emergency. Police in the French capital said nearly 100 people, including 16 police officers, were injured, and more than 200 were arrested after a protest turned violent in central Paris on Saturday. Demonstrators are demanding a rollback of increased fuel taxes. For news around the clock, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Spain, a far-right anti-immigrant party has scored a political victory in legislative voting in Andalusia. The Vox Party claimed its first-ever seats, giving a majority to the conservative bloc. The vote was seen as a first electoral test for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his Socialist Party, which won just 33 seats compared to 47 in 2015. The U.S. and China have agreed to a temporary truce in their trade war after a meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Argentina. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters on the flight back to Washington.
It's an incredible deal. It goes down, certainly, if it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made. It's a deal between the United States and China, made by the president and the president. And it'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
The Chinese foreign ministry said Xi and Trump had agreed to work on removing all tariffs. Ukraine is accusing Russia of blocking the entryway to the Sea of Azov. Volodymyr Omelyan is Ukraine's infrastructure minister.
It's a real blockade at the Kerch Strait entrance. Not a single ship heading for Ukrainian seaports or leaving Ukrainian seaports of Azov Sea are allowed by Russians.
Ukraine imposed martial law in areas near the Russian border last week after Russia seized three Ukrainian Navy ships and captured 24 sailors. Ukraine has banned Russian men of combat age from entering the country. The start of a global campaign to push for peace in Syria has been marked by Pope Francis in the Vatican. A special focus is on the youngest victims of the fighting. AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The Pope's lighting of the candle with the images of some 40 Syrian children, mostly from Aleppo, launches a global campaign for Syria, which the organization Aid to the Church in Need says involves some 50,000 children of different religions from war-torn Syrian cities. Francis wants a movement of peace in the war-torn country, which has been martyred by a war, he says, which has lasted for nearly 8 years. He's told believers gathering in St. Peter's Square on the first Sunday of the Advent season leading up to Christmas that Advent is a time of hope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Bank says it's doubling its funding, $200 billion over 5 years, to help poor nations adjust to global warming. The bank's announcement comes as teams from 200 countries begin a two-week-long climate change conference in Poland. The gathering follows the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, when 19 nations reaffirmed their commitment to the Paris Climate Accords. The United States was the only nation to oppose the commitment. Gene Randall, VOA News.